Blabbering.
Well,
we
hello.
Stream one.
And yes. Good evening.
Yes, we're on.
Here I am. Finally, half an hour later. A few technical problems, but here I am. This is Nowhere in Time and in Flowment. And today it is where I am in the world, Saturday the 27th of December 2014. And thanks very much to Zeets and to Patty, who have very patiently got me going here, finally. So I'm glad to be here. First of all, I'd like to let everyone know who hasn't heard me before. I have a couple of unusual words. One where nowhere in time. Nowhere is all about having knowledge and awareness. And in this time, in this moment of now, and enflowment's another word I created, which means living in balanced, harmonious flow with respect for all around you. And often on my enflowment shows, I talk to people to find out from them how they are getting into their own perfect enflowment. And I will be bringing on many more guests to talk about this sort of thing. So tonight, this is a little bit of a practice run for me, new on the Sam Broadcaster with Awake Radio. Previously, I was coming via Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, I'd just like to talk a little bit about who I am, what I'm looking to be and do, and my part in the world, and in the healing of humanity, or what I like to say is I'd like to help put the humanness back into humanity. And I created a little sort of little thing I recorded with some beautiful music, and is a message to what I feel that humanity truly is. We really are beautiful. There is just some conditioning, programming, and emotional wounding that's happened to humanity, that we've lost ourselves, who we truly are, but really we are beautiful. So I've got this little bit I'm going to share with you now. It's called Humanity is Flipping Beautiful.
Is a message to all humanity. Humans are beautiful. We are loving. We are kind. We love to give and we love to receive. We are creative. We are each unique with a unique purpose. All of our experiences are excellent lessons for our growth. When we love, respect and trust each other, and we live in harmony and balance with all around us, we reach a state of enflowment. When in the state of enflowment, it is simple to observe the one law for humanity. Do no harm. When we step out of programs and conditioning where we strive to be normal, we can then find our true selves and we can be who we truly are. When we use kindness, respect and natural law, we are in a state of enflowment with love for all around us. Life here on planet Earth is amazing. Just look around and see what has been created. We are all magnificent creators, just like creation itself. And we are all capable of creating such wonder. Stop. Feel in your heart. Know who you really are. Just sit with yourself, not with empty mind, but with contemplative mind. Ask your higher, inner, big self, who am I? Listen for the answers. Allow them to come. Listen and feel the replies come to you. Remember that you are magnificent. You are beautiful. You are valuable. You are worthy. You are strong. You are power. You are light. You are love. You are bright. Always remember, freedom is your divine right. Keep it always within your sight. Freedom gives you peace and love and joy. And your inner power you can then enjoy. Be free in mind and spirit and heart. Know that your life is a work of art. Be creative and love what you do. And realize what is special about being you. I once wrote, let's break the pattern of copycats, and please let's stop talking in numbers and stats. Let's be ourselves, different from the rest, and in our unique selves feel truly blessed. See your light and feel its power. Feel it through each and every hour. Embrace the dark and live in the light. And love everyone with all of your might. Find your true self, chock full of love. Be that pure soul you've been dreaming of.
Didn't come over very well to me. I hope it sounded a bit better your end. But anyway, that was Humanity is Flipping Beautiful. That is my little creation, and perhaps I'm going to have to make another recording of that. I also wrote a really lovely little poem about being human. I'd like to share that with you. It's something that I've been able to do myself now, is to connect with my big self. And I just go to my little comfortable space and I ask my big self, what is it I need to know right now or on this subject? And I'll write a title or something like that. And this day I wrote something called Being Human. And this is how it goes. I love my life. I'm in my heart. I've loved from my heart right from the start. I feel it now. I feel it then. I feel it again and again and again. Life is good. It's quite the trip. It makes me want to hop and skip. So I do the whole day through. And I do the things I love to do. Some days I want to just create all sorts of fun things. I must not wait to express what makes me me. To be me is how I can be free. I love my friends, and it's not hard to see. I love all humanity. Some are lost and search for the way. I'm here to help them every day. Some days things happen to help me learn. Some things seem not good, but in turn, I see the good in each experience. My desire to learn never relents. Being human is oh such fun. I'm feeling that the real fun is only just begun. We're taking back our freedom, no more games, with the controllers when we have no names. Let's now remember who we are. We are beautiful beings. We are stars. Keep in love. Share from the heart. Each one of us is a work of art. And that's the truth of it. We are all a work of art. We are all beautiful, beautiful beings. And we are just injured, messed up, controlled, programmed, and we have lost our humanness. And that is why so many, and I do know that all the people that broadcast here on Awake Radio have the same type of mission here, is to help put the humanness back into humanity, because we really are truly beautiful. And there's so many of us who have discovered various things and reasons and what's going on in the world. And one of the things that I've come across big time, and I alluded to it in that poem there, is the name is the biggest thing that is controlling humanity, the legal name. We have been duped into believing that we are a name. We've actually believed that we're a human body. We're actually way more than just the human body. The human body is like a vessel, a vehicle that we travel around with our traveling spirit in. And I also wrote another thing, as I called The Simple Truth, because that one does explain a lot about, in a very simple way, what has actually been going on. So I'd like to just share that now, The Simple Truth. There is only one truth, and after all the investigation, consultation, research, experiences, complication, and ultimate realization, it is simple. We are free. We are infinite beings. We always have been and always will be existing, whether it be in body or in spirit. We are powerful beyond measure. When in body, we forget this until we wake up and reconnect with our all-powerful, immortal, big self. Once we know this, anything is possible. A brilliant creation has duped us into believing that we are only the physical body, and that we are a name, and that we must obey all man-created laws, codes, and statutes. This is not natural. The only law that is creator-made is natural law. Do no harm. Simple. Created at birth, a system has been holding us in slavery, whereby we must obey these man-created rules. But it is a fraud and a lie. It is only the legal name person that can be ruled, and we have been duped into believing that we are the legal name person. And when we answer to it, then the laws, codes, and statutes apply. When we stand in truth, knowing that we are powerful beyond measure, and that we do not need to use a name, nor do we need to carry any documents, cards, etc., showing name, then we are truly free, just as we came here to be in the first place. Fear has been used as a control tool to keep obedient and compliant. When we step out of fear and move into truth and love and act with respect and grace, then we can move into our perfect enflowment. We live in balanced, harmonious flow, in grace, and with respect for all around us. This is our natural way of being, and if we choose this over fear and anger, then we align with nature. It is only programming that can prevent us from finding our way back to enflowment. Awareness, acknowledgement, and acceptance of these programs will help us remove them, and to then act consciously instead of acting due to deeply ingrained programs and conditioning. Awaken to your true self. Know who you really are and move back into listening to your heart. Live, love, laugh, and enjoy every single moment in the physical. Let go of the programs, fears, and anger, and see how everything starts to align. Now and always. So that gives a small outline of what is happening in this world in this moment of now and has been going on for eons of time. The main era of this legal name part of the conditioning has been going on in the last 100 years. And once we all become aware that we are not the legal name, people say, well, who are you? And you say a name, the name that was given to you, that your parents told you, that's who you are. That's who you are. A name is not who you are. What is in your heart is who you are. You are love. You are light. You are beauty. You're creative. Look at all the things we can create with all these limitations that have been imposed upon us. And there's been such imposition on humanity. And that's another thing that I have written about, because this imposition, it comes from beyond just the physical. There's so much more going on in this world. And this little piece of writing that, again, I receive all this from my big self. And this really explains, again, what actually has been happening in this world and out of this world, because there is a major imposter that is controlling a large part of humanity. So this one's called The Imposition of All Time. To impose means to introduce something that must be obeyed or done. Imposition means the action of imposing something, something imposed and felt to be unfair. So to impose something upon another means to introduce something that must be obeyed, obeyed without agreement by the other. This is what legal laws, statutes, and codes are. Until the critical mass of humans fully comprehend this, we are stuck with a heap of rules, laws, statutes, and codes that are not agreed to by any of us. By not challenging these, consent is assumed. Oh, there we go, another one of those words, consent. Consent means to agree or give permission to another. Okay, so here we have an imposition which is assumed to be consented to unless the other states that he or she does not consent. Since when does this make any sense whatsoever? Why are we allowing assumption of our consent? Because we are consenting by not challenging. Having a realization of this truth is huge. To recognize that we are only acting out of conditioning and that what has been imposed upon is not lawful is a mighty step toward taking back our Creator-given freedom and rights to live here on Earth Mother in perfect enthrollment. The imposition by the legal system with its supposed laws, rules, statutes, and codes has to be rejected by all. This is a great step for humanity. However, there is an imposition from another level. This imposition starts with the true controller and its minions. The God of religion is the being who has started this imposition upon humanity. There is a great deal of envy of humanity, and God created this system via its religion to control and limit humanity. We as humans are powerful beings, but we have forgotten how powerful we truly are. And we are living within these limits until we refuse to recognize them. When we step away from the conditioning and control, we can start to rebuild our abilities as powerful co-creators with the universe creator. What too many have been duped into believing has to be exposed as lies. The God of religion is not, I repeat, not the creator of this universe or of all that is and all that will be. This is totally false and a huge lie. The God of religion is an imposter and is the instigator of this imposition upon humanity. True universe creator is all loving and created this universe for us to co-create with it and to live in balanced harmonious flow with respect for all around us. The God of religion is an imposing imposter. Interesting how those two words slide together quite nicely, isn't it? It is time for humanity to see the truth and to stop paying our energy into this imposing imposter and to take back our energy and use it from within our consciousness to return to our inherent nature of knowing how to live in peace and harmony with each other and all other kingdoms on our Earth Mother. Universe Creator does not ask for worship or praise. Universe Creator does not ask for anything, but is a giving, loving being who just wishes to share this amazing creation with us, humanity, which is its chosen representation. Having those realizations is the first step to taking back our Creator-given freedoms to express ourselves in any way we choose and to living here on this abundant planet in any way we see fitting with the planet's own inflowment. All of this is natural to us, and when we lose the conditioning and we take back our natural ways of being and doing, to help achieve critical mass and to take back our freedom, the first step is to realize who we really are, not just this little physical body, but a beautiful soul on a journey as a traveling spirit, using the human vessel as just that, a vessel in which to navigate the physical reality here on planet Earth. Next, lose anything legal, and that means to lose the legal name, which is an enormous imposition and is the main thing that is controlling you in this physical reality. From here, trust the universe to guide and protect you as you teach others by example as to who we truly are and what we can do, be, have, and create here on our beloved Earth Mother. Names are not who we are. Bodies are not who we are. Go within to your heart and listen to the truth now and always. That's a bit of a big one, and it's a big, big pill to swallow for any of those that have been drawn in by all these religious indoctrinations. And, you know, I just hope that people can just stop and look into what is actually the truth now. So maybe I'd like to just give us all a little bit of a break from all that big information and stuff. And just remember who we are. We're a big family. We're humanity. We're beautiful. So I'm going to share this. We are family.
Get up, everybody, and sing. Sing it to me. We are family.
are family. What a beautiful humanity we are. I just love humanity, and I do know that my mission truly is to get us all loving each other again, helping each other. Do you ever notice those beautiful, what do they call them, flash mobs? And they're usually something like really cool, like music and singing and dancing and doing amazing things. And you look at the humans just enjoying it. And the one I really, really enjoyed a while back, it was there was a man sitting in like in a courtyard somewhere in the middle of a city. He was playing a cello, just sitting on a chair playing a cello, and it was like lovely. And then somebody came out with a violin and joined in, and then somebody came out like with a flute and various other instruments. And the people just kept joining in, and people started like really watching and like climbing up lampposts and watching and smiling and dancing. And eventually there was this whole orchestra playing the most beautiful classic piece. And everybody was like smiling and enjoying it, and the musicians were really into it and playing it beautifully, just like in a theater. And it was just amazing. And I was looking at like, that's who we are. This is who we are as humans. We are beautiful, creative beings who love to express ourselves in various artistic forms, whether it be music or art or poetry. And any other thing, building things. I mean, just look what we can create. And we are currently suppressed. We are currently limited. We are currently dumbed down. And look what we can create in that condition. Just imagine what we can create when we are fully allowed to be free and fly free and do everything we can do and be who we can be and not be stuck in these programs of I've got to go to work, I've got to get money, I've got to pay my bills, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. We need to stop all that, and we need to get back to who we really are. And I know that it's possible, and I know a lot of people think, well, how could we live without money? We would just go out and we would just do the things we have to do. Look how many of us there are. Look how many people are unemployed. We could just go all out and just take turns. I'll do this today and I'll do that tomorrow, and I'll take a rest the next day, and you do this tomorrow and the next day and whatever. We would just do it, because we'd get into perfect flow with each other. It's simple. It seems impossible because of our conditioning. It's the conditioning that makes us stuck. We're stuck in the places we're stuck. And we really just, we can just fly free, because it's just our natural way of being, is to fly free and be who we really are. So there was a poem I wrote, and it was about moving from where we are to where we're going, to a new part of our life, a new age, not the new age, a new age. And this one just came to me. It was beautifully delivered. And one moment there was an empty piece of paper, the next thing there was this beautiful poem. I called it Footprints. It was inspired by a beautiful picture of a lake and these little footprints going into the lake. And somebody said, hey, I think I see a poem coming here. So lo and behold, a poem came from this little word was written, Footprints. And this is a beautiful, beautiful poem. See light that guides your star. Let it show you who you are. See the light that shines so bright. This light shines daily and at night. Ask your guides what you can do to help humanity start anew. Watch for footprints to guide you there. If it feels risky, do you dare? Now starts a new age. It's time for change. It might seem scary and somewhat strange. Do not falter. Walk brave and bold. It's time for the new. Out with the old. Hold your head up. Stand way tall. Assert that you are able for it all. There is only abundance, love and peace. And all negativity you will release. And that's where we're going. We're going back to our roots. We're going back to who we really are. We're going to get into our own individual inflowment. We're going to just continue in this life experience as long as it lasts on planet Earth. None of us really know how much longer she's going to express herself as she is. But while we're here, let's enjoy it. And let's get out of these conditionings. Let's get out of these programs. I wrote another poem called Heaven on Earth. I am dreaming of heaven on earth. It is not long until this birth. Day by day, people become aware. This very moment is very rare. Look within. Feel who you are. You are a wonder. You are a star. Find your true self, chock full of love. Be that pure soul you've been dreaming of. Give love to others. Feel it return. It is not long until we all learn that we're here to live peaceful lives and to create all sorts of perfection. Let's open the gate. Open your heart. Open your mind. And in your life you will soon find nothing but happiness, wonder and bliss. Humanity and earth are so ready for this. And I just flipped open my book and there it was, the perfect poem to add into that. And I want to now share with you one of my favorite songs. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. Back in the old ABBA days, it was a relatively unheard song. It wasn't one of the most popular ones, but it was the one that stayed in my heart. It's called Eagle, and it's about flying free. Eagle. I love this song.
Thank you.
a bird in the sky. I'm an eagle that rides on the breeze. High, high, what a feeling to fly over mountains and forests and seas. And I go anywhere that I please. I love, 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 love those lyrics. I spent many years of my life in a type of slavery. And I used to dream about flying free, getting away from where I was. And when I finally did, 14 years ago, I found that song again. And that was a song from the 70s. And I found it, and I used to play it in the car when I was driving along. And I used to sing it and sing it. And I couldn't sing it at all because it's way too high. And luckily, nobody was ever around, but I would blasted out, hi, hi, I'm a bird. Is it true I'm an eagle? Is it true I can spread my wings? Well, now, yes, I can. Now I am as free as I can be, and I'm becoming more and more free. Yes, I have lost the legal name. I am not controlled by the laws, codes, and statutes. They do not apply to me, and it is not an easy mission in this system, but it is very possible. And more of us are doing it all over the world. There's people all over the world, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Germany, Holland, UK, all over the world. Scotland, you know, that's all part of the UK, England, Wales, all over. There are people that are waking up to this truth. And it's a very sticky truth. It's a tricky truth. It's a one that's very hard to believe, because just stop and think to yourself, how many times you ask for your name, identification, social security numbers or whatever that you have in your country, how many times are you asked for those to do anything that you want to do? And at the end of the day, it is those that are holding you down. There's a great website, losethename.com, has lots and lots of information about it. I share some of my writings on there. I also share a lot of my information on my own website, which is jollygoodsense.me. Just as it sounds, jollygoodsense.me. I also have a website where I share my poetry, which is poemsbyjones.com or poemsbyjones.net I have now, which I prefer than .com. I'm very much not into commerce. I like to exchange things whenever I possibly can. And it's all about sharing truth. And I actually wrote another really interesting little one about, when I say I is my big self, that big wise part of me. Little old me is just like, you know, pretty silly. But I wrote, like I said at the beginning, I sit down and I ask that big part of me, here's a title I want to write, I want to know something about this, or please answer this question. And that's what I do. And, you know, I never believed that I could ever do anything like this. And I still don't have any of these sort of like visions or, you know, things of like this other being around me and having guides and all that sort of thing. And I know they're all there, but I don't have any kind of like supernatural, brilliant abilities. But I do have this natural ability to connect with my inner higher big self, and it sometimes my brain starts to argue, and this is one as a really good example in this piece of writing here, because I started to write, and what I do is I write with a pencil, a little notebook, handwritten, and I just listen, and whatever words come into my head I write. And sometimes I'm writing and my brain says, you can't write that, and the big part of me says, well, write it. So this was really funny, this one I was writing it. The second paragraph, there was a word and my brain was saying, no, no, no. And my mind and my big self was saying, yes, 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 you have to write this. So this one's called Truth Versus Lies. And this is quite an interesting, it's just pretty short and sweet. But this is a really good one. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are going, whoever you be, and whatever the circumstances, the truth is the only way. Lies are what will get you into trouble one way or another. Think not that you can ever get away with a lie, the sort of lie that harms another. This sort of lie will always catch up with you, always. Do not think that you got away with it, because you didn't. Creation knows. You cannot hide from creation, not now, not ever. Truth is the only way. Lies are putrid. That was the word that my brain didn't want to write. Lies are putrid. Yes, they will rot inside of you and start to stink. This is why you cannot get away with them. Just when you thought you did get away with a lie, someone or something will call you out. This is when you become defensive, angry, and will do anything to try to make the other one believe your lie. But this will not work. Your reaction is what will reveal the truth. There are some who are serial liars. They do it so often that they think they are impervious to being found out. They get themselves deeper and deeper into the shit of lying. Eventually, they are stuck so deep in shit, it's almost impossible to free themselves. This is what's called payback. Truth, on the other hand, will set you free. You have nothing to hide, ever. You have no fear or concern about what anyone has to say or thinks about you. You only stand in truth, so there can be no fear of exposure, because you only express yourself in truth. Those who stand in truth are healthy in mind and body. The more truth you express, the more and more healthy the mind and body becomes. It happens naturally without effort. Truth is the ultimate solution to ill and evil. Truth will never let you down. Truth is your friend, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and next year, into infinity. Remember, there is no time that you will suffer when you stand in truth. Suffering does not exist when you live, breathe, and exude truth. Only contentment can exist when you stand in truth, now and always. I don't know if you've noticed by now, but my big self ends pretty much everything it writes with now and always. And always is two words, always. So that's very interesting. My big self also created this word inflowment, which I've mentioned several times through here, and my show is called Inflowment. And a poem was written at the very beginning, and I'd like to share that one with you too. Inflowment. We have found ourselves in one wildly rare moment where we are experiencing the perfect inflowment. To all open minds, it has become clear that the shift we've been awaiting is indeed here. Love is the answer. We've all heard it said. This sort of quotation rolls around in one's head. But love is truly the answer, and it can heal all. Give love and receive it, and all will be well. Humanity's inflowment will help us find peace. All illness and dis-ease, this will release. It's time to be in flow and to become content. Boundlessness is natural when you reach inflowment. So that's what inflowment is all about. And to all open mind, it has become clear that the shift we've been awaiting is indeed here. 2 years ago, many were awaiting some great event on 21st of December 2012. And many thought, well, nothing happened. There wasn't any great eruption or explosion. But to me, many things happened, many awakenings happened, many spurts of growth happened, many exciting things happened, changes happened, realizations happened. We are really, shifts are not major physical happenings, they're usually internal happenings. And I feel major shifts have been taking place over the last few years. And it's a case of just opening one's eyes to and hearts and feeling what is happening inside of you. What's changed in you and in your life between, for me, between 2012, December, and 2014. That is 2 years' time. I have grown so much in the last 2 years. I'm unrecognizable in the last 10 years. Nobody could even imagine I'm the same person 10 years ago. I barely spoke. Well, 14 years ago, I didn't speak at all. Here, I can't shut up. So you're all getting a good part of that this evening. But I've been having some really really great sort of knowings. And the other morning I was sitting here all on my own with a beautiful day ahead of me with nothing particular to have to do. And I said to big old me, I said, you know what? What do I need to know today? And here came a poem. And poems haven't been popping up so often lately, but they suddenly have again. And two were written in, like, with 2 days between them, I think. Away, away are the thoughts today. No longer any need to stay in a place that isn't real. Today all wounds, it's time to heal. Be not sad, do not cry. Be not solemn and do not try to make anything come to pass. This is not school, you're not in class. Reap rewards, but be not proud. Be always grateful and never loud. Be content, but be not lax. 'Tis time to take action, then relax. Each day as a gift. This way you'll always feel the lift. You will move along, and as you go, know you're in your perfect flow. Love your family, your friends, your foes. Come within for answers. 'Tis me that knows that you're authentic, you're no pretender. Now to creation, simply surrender. And that last line is the biggest message to me that I have received in the last few weeks or months. Surrender to creation. Because when we hold on to programs, beliefs, conditionings, all those things, physical things, possessions. Have you ever wondered why things that we have are called possessions, and why something that you didn't pay for gets repossessed? It's because they possess you. You become possessed by the possession. The possession begins to own you. When you start to worry, you know, the more you have, the more you have to lose. And the more you get into that mentality, the more you are possessed by your possessions. If the less you have, the less you have to lose. And okay, we do like our creature comforts, and we do all deserve those. We do, absolutely, we do. We don't want to live in discomfort and poverty and misery. But the knowing that you'll be okay, even if you let go of something, that is when you become freer. Because if you are stuck having to have these things, saying you need this, and you need that, and you have to have this, and you have to have that, that's when you become possessed by possessions. And when you can awaken to allow yourself to accept that when you surrender to creation, only good things come into your experience and your realities. And then you become free. And another one of my favorite songs, which actually a dear friend, Libby, reminded me about, is this beautiful song by Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind. And this one really gives you a sense of being free. And I'd just like to share that one with you now. So here we go, Ride Like the Wind. goodness me. Do you know, there's nothing like riding a horse. I don't know how many of you people have had the pleasure to have ridden a horse at the gallop. That is what I would describe as a beautiful feeling of freedom. Ride like the wind on a galloping horse. You've got those hoofs, those legs, that whole body under you moving, and you're going with the flow with it. And there, I've talked to a few friends about this who ride horses too, and we've all agreed that it's just nothing quite like it. You know, I created a little phrase called free forward motion when I was looking to ask myself, what do I really enjoy doing? I love galloping along on a horse. I love riding along on a bicycle, especially going fast down hills. I love riding my motorcycle. I love driving my car fast. I love being in free forward motion. And Ride Like the Wind, that one really just opens my heart and makes me feel this is what freedom's about, is being able to do those things that you love to do. Not really wants to go fast, I know that, but a lot of people do. And that's what people love to be, is in free forward motion. Be in free forward motion from your heart, doing what you love. And that's what humanity is here to do, be, is to express ourselves uniquely. And it's just like beautiful when you know who you are and what makes you in bliss and enjoyment and happiness and who you are, what which part of you, when you express your true uniqueness, what is special about you. And I wrote a really lovely little poem called Uniqueness, and this is a really good one to ponder on, because that's really what we must do. People go and people meet each other and they say, well, what do you do? Well, they usually describe what their job is. And their job often isn't their passion. There's too much of people doing an occupation to pay the bills. And that's what's gone wrong. And here's one. I'd just like to share this because it's got a few questions in it. And it's another one that's actually one of the verses was in that first little piece I played about humanity's flipping beautiful. And I popped in a few of my little verses from a few of my poems, and this one was one of them. The last verse in this poem was in that piece. This one's called Uniqueness. Who am I? And who are you? What are we here on this earth to do? About which things do you wish to speak? What special qualities make you unique? What is your purpose? What makes you great? What wonderful stories can you relate to send your message to all mankind and help those lost ones themselves to find? Let's express our individuality. Let's make it plain for all to see that each one is unique, unlike any other, not one identical, even sister and brother. Let's break the pattern of copycats, and please let's stop talking in numbers and stats. Please let's be ourselves, different from the rest, and in our uniqueness feel truly blessed. Because, you know, there's no two of us the same. We are each unique, but we're connected, but we're unique. And that's what's so important to see, the similarity. But yet the difference, we are not, no two are anything close to being the same. And we're just so beautifully kind. And while I'm spewing out poetry, here's another one, kindness, about humanity. And you know, this is a really quite an interesting one, because I picked up a notebook that was lying around. It had two words written on it, I have. And I was like, well, what did I write that for? And I had no idea. I hadn't used this notebook for quite some time. And I thought, okay, well, I'll write something from that. So along went the rest of this poem, starting with two words. I have wonderful thoughts within my mind, and I know that we must never be unkind to anything or anyone that exists under the sun. Love your neighbors, love your friends. Unconditional love knows no ends. Keep compassion in your heart. Now is the time for this to start. The human race is driven by love. It comes from the earth and from above. Harmony is strength. It gives us balance. And love truly is your joyful allowance. Feel the love from out, without and within. Feel it freely and you might start to grin. Give this love and feel it return. And then for nothing will you ever yearn. And that's the truth of it. My message, my message, my message. Humanity is flipping beautiful. We love each other. We have everything that we need here on planet Earth. There is no shortage of anything, least of all of love. We express our love in so many ways. We express our creative selves, our creative abilities. Some of us think we have none. I went through 40 years of life believing I had no creative talents whatsoever, or any talents whatsoever. I believed that. Until suddenly out popped this poetry. And it's a gift. But it's a message, and it's my way to put over what I feel in my heart. Others can paint the most beautiful paintings of landscapes and people and animals and so many beautiful things. Oh, animals. Oh, there's one animal, in my life. It's a horse called Jippy. And he is the one being that taught me what unconditional love actually is, what it feels like. And I just love this horse. I don't know how many of you, but many of you probably saw the movie Avatar. And if you remember the scenes when the man ends up connecting with the horse-type animal and connects finally with the little connector thing. Well, that's what it's like when me and Chippy connect. When I get on Chippy, get on his back to ride him, that's what we have. We have that connection. We go off, and he can just, like, take off at the gallop without any... Well, I do kind of a message from him, but it comes just to my heart. I know. I can feel it. I just know when he's going to start galloping. And you're not supposed to do that with horses. You're supposed to be in full control and all of that. And me and Chippy, we don't do it like that. We just head off and go for a romp around the countryside. And he just, if he feels like sitting up the gallop, I go with him, and it's really fun. And he puts in a few bucks, and I start to giggle with that. And the more I giggle, the more he bucks, and the more he bucks, the more I giggle. And we just have fun, and it's just beautiful. But what actually started me to talk about Chippy is that Chippy has this little friend, and his best little friend is a little 3.5-pound little doglet named Gizmo. And Gizmo is also known as Wonder Doglet. He goes and visits people who are sick in hospital. He goes and visits older people. He goes and visits anybody who asks him. He goes to children. He goes to libraries, and he encourages people, little children, to read. Children that are usually too fearful or too timid to read, who just think they can, they don't think they're good enough. He sits on their lap and he just encourages them. He's just the most incredible little creature. He can home in on somebody that is sad. He'll just go and insist on hopping on their lap or something. He's just amazing. So I wrote a poem about him, and my little poetry book opened up just then as I was talking, so I had to share the news about Gizmo. And actually, his human comes on sometimes onto my radio show and talks about him and about his antics and what she called them, his Gizmo moments. He just, so many amazing things happen. So this one's called Gizmo Wonder Doglet. Gizmo is a doglet with such epic depth. Small in stature, but high in strong strength of character and of willpower and love and joy. He really is one extraordinary guy. Those who meet him can't help but say, "Oh my goodness, you just made my day." One heck of a giving spirit indeed. What more could a person ever want or need? As Wonder Doglet, he is sometimes known, and so many friends, they have now grown to understand what it is to give. Gizzy's example is to give, love, and live. Gizzy, Gizmo, Wonder Doglet, I have not met any other such creature, so wise yet so small. You are the mightiest fellow of all. And he really is. He's just the most amazing little creature. And he lives in Connecticut, and he just helps so many people. He is just adorable. He has a Facebook page, Gizmo's fan page, and he goes around all over the world, actually. Well, country anyway. He's been to Wisconsin. He's been, I don't know, all over the place, all around Connecticut for sure. And he makes a lot of difference in people's lives, and that's love. And animals love humanity. Humanity loves animals. And if we just keep going that way, we can't really go wrong. And there's just so many beautiful things going on in the world. When you stop and you look and you see the beautiful things that are happening, and it makes us remember that things really could be so beautiful here on planet Earth. And when we let go of these conditionings and these programs and these beliefs that we have to do this and we have to do that and the only way to do this is this and to do that, I've let go of so many beliefs over the last few years. It's incredible. And my life has just changed and changed and changed, and I grow and I learn and I grow, and a few things trip me up, and then I get up. And one of my favorite lyrics in a song is called I Love My Life, and it says, I love it even when I fall, life will always pick me up. And that does always pick you up. Even when you fall, if you don't let it become a disaster or a drama, you just pick yourself back up and off you go again, and it can be wonderful. And that's another really inspiring thing. And these people that write these songs, I mean, wow, what would we do without music? It's just so, inspiring to know that there's always another beautiful song that somebody has dreamt up and created. And I just love music. And as you could probably tell, you know, I'm a 70s girl, and I was growing up in the 70s, and ABBA was one of my favorite groups, because they always have like just such beautiful melodies. I'm very much into melodies and tunes and songs. And let's give yourselves a break from me blathering, and here, thank you.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be? Thank you. kid. I am the girl with golden hair. I wanna sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a life, what a chance.
Thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty. What would life be without a song? Or this one are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
Oh yes, thank you for the music. Thank you for giving it to all of us. What would we do without music? I mean, goodness, I'd be worn out. I'm chatting away here, and it's nice to take a few music breaks and have a little hop and a skip and a dance around. I love music, goodness me. So anyway, thank you again, everyone, for whoever's here, and again to Zietz and to Patty that got me on the flipping road here, because I was really in a mess earlier. But anyway, we are good to go now. I wanted to follow up on one of the poems I read out earlier, because I had a question to myself. The poem started, away, away, the thought today, no longer any need to stay, in a place that isn't real, today all wounds, it's time to heal. My question always is, what is real and what is not real? There's so many discussions that go on, and I often hear discussion about, you know, this, a lot of this being an illusion and, you know, holographic universe and this and that and the other. And so the question is, what is real? And I liked that poem. It was really very nice. And I'm like, well, but what place, no longer any need to stay, in a place that isn't real? So I had to go and question myself. Now, lo and behold, I went back to something I had written a few days earlier. And lo and behold, there was the answer. And here it is. Yes, it is now. In this moment, it is vital to acknowledge that only this moment exists in time. Past is gone. Future may never exist. It is only a figment of the imagination. The only time that is real is now. This is a very good and reassuring knowing for human beings, because much of their moments of now are spent considering moments that are gone and about moments that may never occur. Therefore, it is most wise to live in the moment of now. It is okay to acknowledge past moments that contributed to creating this particular moment of now, but not to dwell on any. As to imagination's future moments, simply intend any moments that you wish to experience and send them off into creation's womb, and allow that imagination or something better to flow into a moment of now. For now, be aware of all around you. Acknowledge all that is helpful to your growth. Be appreciation for it. And then simply language in a contentment, for this is perfect, now and always. So that was actually very interesting, because I was worrying about, okay, what place isn't real? What place should I not be in? And the place that is real is now. And that's another thing that it's a really good thing to do, is when you start to sort of like panic about something, oh, this is going to happen, or what's going to happen, or I feel terrible because this and the other happened. Stop. How am I right now? Am I okay right now? Yes, I'm okay right now. And if I'm not okay right now, what does it take to become okay right now? That is really, really important. So this moment of now is just so beautiful. And when I was having that realization, and I don't know, timing, you never know when any of these things happen, really, but here I am in a really good moment of now, and most of my moments of now are really good. And this beautiful little poem popped out. Oh me, oh my. Oh me, oh my. I'm so high I can touch the sky. At this time when I use grace, there is no thing I need to chase. Life on earth can be tough, but I can make it smooth instead of rough. I ponder this, and as I go about my day, so much I know. I know what works and what does not. Sometimes I'm smart, sometimes a clot. You see, it makes it so much fun to be both the wise owl and the silly one. What I learned, what I really know, is that it is always best to let go of every concern and of all things. It's the way to get my wings. I fly free across the sky. I wander on land, oh me, oh my. I am so free, I'm in full inflowment, enjoying every single moment. There you go again. Let go. Let go. Surrender to creation. Know who you really are. Stop worrying about this happening and that happening, and I might need this, and I have to have that, and this and that, and da da. Haven't got enough of me, haven't got this, haven't got this. Just look at what you do have. And that's when things become powerful and beautiful, and you get to be in inflowment, and all the good things come to you, and all the terrible things stop happening. And it really is true that you can change your life by changing your awarenesses. And another really, oh, this is a really exciting one that happened. Right in the middle of doing one of these lovely little connections with my big self and writing something, as I was writing it, I was like, wow, this is so cool. So this one was called Awareness, Acknowledgement, and Appreciation, or the triple A of life. The triple A, or AAA, of life is something that I have become more and more aware of. It's an awareness of the importance of being aware, using acknowledgement, and using appreciation. Without this awareness, one can be easily led into feelings of helplessness and hopelessness. That is, being out of control of one's life experiences and only seeing what is there, literally in front of you, or worse still, what is being forced down your neck without realizing that is what is happening. My awareness is that it is vital to be aware of what is going on around you and what is going on around the world, but not to be in fear of any of it. Next, we must acknowledge these happenings and know that by these two actions, the negative aspects of such happenings are neutralized. Next, when we use appreciation of all happenings and experiences, then everything becomes a positive. You see, this old life, this old human body is gifted to us by our big selves to experience a physical life in human form. Whether you like it or not, this is a simple truth. I have mentioned before that even though we think that we humans have free will, we really do not. It's the big aspect of our human selves that has the free will, and we are just game pieces that our big selves enjoy moving around. But this is a good thing, because this way we know that we can do no wrong. Even when we think that we are making choices, really we are not. However, the beauty of it is that so long as we use awareness, acknowledgement, and appreciation, then our big selves create more and more positive experiences for us to enjoy. Wow, who could have realized that? This is why I highly recommend using the ability you naturally have to be completely aware, then to not become attached to this awareness, but instead just let it be. Then acknowledge that you are aware and give appreciation and move on to the next awareness. Simple but powerful. Now there, right there, when I said wow right afterwards, I suddenly realized that when we use the awareness, the acknowledgement and the appreciation, then our big selves create more and more positive experiences for us to enjoy, which is just what I was just saying just then, is that when we stop crying over this hand and I haven't got this and I haven't got that, and you start saying, yeah, but look what I do have, and I have this and I have that, and I appreciate this, and oh, it's really great, and this happened and that, then you realize all these good things start happening because you've acknowledged, appreciated, and you're aware of these things. And but you don't ever become fearful about anything because it doesn't help. Fear is actually something that is not actually real. Often false evidence appearing real is the thing that we recognize that's really what F-E-A-R is. And fear is something that actually isn't real. It's something that we create in our minds. Danger, potential danger can be real, but fear actually isn't actually real. So when you actually start to realize that, that fear is only something that we create. And when I feel pangs of fear nowadays, which has become less and less, I still get them occasionally, but less, way less. I say, stop it. Stop it right now. Because that is something that we create. And when we realize that it's us that's creating it, it takes a while, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to tell you can just suddenly, instantly stop fear, but you can. In time you can when you acknowledge that's what's going on. Because we're just so incredible. And I feel that everyone that's listening to this type of radio program, you're already aware of who you are. You're already aware because you're listening to Awake Radio, and you've got a really good idea of who you are. Now, what I would like to share now is one of my favorite recordings, and this actually inspired the one that I played at the beginning. I played my little Humanity is Flipping Beautiful, because it is, and that's my expression. Now, a really incredible one, which I'm sure many of you have heard, but if you haven't, you're going to love this, and you might want to watch the video as well. It's the Wayseer Manifesto, and it is so incredible when you listen to it and you're like, that's me. You start to realize there's not just you that feels different to the rest of the mainstream control system. You start to realize that you are something unique, you are special, you are important, you are worthy, and all those things. So just sit back. This is like almost 10 minutes, I think, this one. This is a brilliant, and Zeet said I could go over. So here, listen to this and just enjoy and resonate with it, because you know this is...
Attention all you rule breakers, you misfits and troublemakers, all you free spirits and pioneers, all you visionaries and nonconformists. Everything the establishment has told you is wrong with you is actually what's right with you. You see things others don't. You are hardwired to change the world. Unlike 9 out of 10 people, your mind is irrepressible, and this threatens authority. You were born to be a revolutionary. You can't stand rules because in your heart you know there's a better way. You have strengths dangerous to the establishment, and it wants them eliminated. So your whole life you've been told your strengths were weaknesses. Now I'm telling you otherwise. Impulsivity is a gift. Impulses are your key to the miraculous. Your distractibility is an artifact of your inspired creativity. Your mood swings reflect the natural pulse of life. They give you unstoppable energy when you're high, deep soulful insight when you're low. Been diagnosed with a disorder? That's society's latest way to deny its own illness by pointing the finger at you. Your addictive personality is just a symptom of your vast, underused capacity for heroic creative expression and spiritual connection. Your utter lack of repression, your wide-eyed idealism, your unmitigated open mind. Didn't anyone ever tell you? These are the traits shared by the greatest pioneers and visionaries, innovators, revolutionaries, procrastinators, and drama queens. On the social scene, space cadets and mavericks, philosophers and derelicts, business suits flying fighter jets, football stars and sex addicts, celebrities with ADD, alcoholics who seek novelty, first responders, prophets and saints, mystics and JJJs. We are the
fundamental substrate of the cosmos. It guides the very currents of time and space. The way is known by some as the will of God, divine providence, the Holy Spirit, the implicate order, the Tao, reverse entropy, life force. But for now, we'll simply call it the way. The way is reflected in you as the source of your inspiration, the source of your passions, your wisdom, your enthusiasm, your intuition, your spiritual fire, love. The way takes the chaos out of the universe and breathes life into it, giving it divine order. The way, when expressed by the mind, is genius. When perceived through the eyes, is beauty. When felt through the senses, is grace. When allowed into the heart, is love. Most people cannot sense the way directly, but then there are the wayseers, the keepers of the flame. Wayseers have an unexplainable knack for just knowing the way. They sense it in their very being. They can't tell you why or how they arrived at the right answer. They just know it in their core. They can't show their work, so don't ask. Their minds simply resonate with the way. When the way is present, so are they. Society begs you to ignore it. The way stirs you inside. Neurological repression blocks most people's awareness of the way. Censoring all thoughts and impulses from the unconscious is their prefrontal cortex, the Gestapo of the brain. Nothing which violates its socialized programming even gets through. But your mind is different. Your mind has been cracked wide open to the way by some miraculous genetic trait, some psychotropic chemical, or maybe even by the will of your own soul. Your brain's reward pathways have been hijacked. Dopamine employed to overthrow the fascist dictatorship of your prefrontal cortex. Now your brain is free of repression. Your mind free of censorship. Your awareness exposed to the turbulent seas of the unconscious. Through this open doorway, divine light shines into your consciousness, showing you the way. This is what makes you a wayseer. 90% of human civilization is populated with those whose brains are blocked to the way. Their brains are hardwired to enforce the social programming indoctrinated since birth. Unlike you, they cannot break out of this programming, because they have not yet experienced the necessary revolution of mind. These programmed people take social institutions and rules very seriously. Society is full of games programmed to keep people's minds occupied so they will not revolt. These games often cause sick fixations on peculiar protocols, power structures, taboos, and domination. All subtle forms of human bondage. This distinct form of madness is not only tolerated by the masses, but insisted upon. The programmed ones believe in rules so forcefully, they become willing to destroy anyone who violates them. Wayseers are the ones who call their bluff. Since wayseer minds are free to reject social programming, wayseers readily see these social institutions for what they are: imaginary games. Wayseers comfort the disturbed and disturb the comfortable. Helping those who are lost in these games and refuse to help themselves is the calling of many wayseers. Since wayseers are the ones who keep contact with the original source of reality, they are able to disrupt societal conventions and even governments to realign humanity with the way. The wayseers are an ancient lineage, a kind of priesthood, carriers of the flame, ones in the know. There must always be wayseers to reform the dizzying, psychotic spinning wheels of society. Giant, mindless hamster wheels obscuring the pure blue sky, keeping humanity shackled in a darkened cage. So wayseers are called to shed light on the madness of society, to continually resurrect the timeless, transcendent spirit of truth. Wayseers reveal this divine truth by calling, Wayseer. You found your tribe. Welcome home.
You found your tribe. Welcome home. Welcome home, all of you. So, wow, I just love that. It's just so true for me. When I heard that the first time, I'm like, this is me. I'm here. I'm home, and I've found some of my tribe, and I keep attracting more and more, and you're beautiful, and it's just wonderful. And there's so many things that we can all share with each other to encourage each other and help the whole of humanity to find ourselves again, get back to who we really and truly are, and just know that how powerful we really are. And you know, we go through various stages of our lives when we don't, some of us even feel like worthy of anything, and I certainly did that. I spent many years feeling helpless and hopeless and worthless. And in fact, the first time I created that recording that I played at the beginning, Humanity is Beautiful, I went through the list of what humanity, we're this, we're strong, we're whatever, and I said, when I said you're worthy, we're worthy, my throat got that lump of, no, I don't believe that. I did not believe it, and I'm only really just getting there with the worthy one. But I'm getting there, and I'm finding myself more worthy. But I've got a really brilliant poem I wrote here for a friend who at the time was in feeling incredibly weak. And she's going through sort of a relationship that her partner was being a little bit kind of overbearing, and you know, she just felt weak. And I'm like, you know what, I'll write something for you. And it ended up being a four-verse poem, and it's like, it's really powerful. And I recommend it to anyone who's feeling any way downtrodden, unworthy, or just not feeling all that good, and you want to go and present yourself to somebody and feel powerful. And I use this myself if I'm feeling like I've got to go and have a conversation with somebody and I'm not feeling that brave about it. This is one to pound out. It's called I Feel It. I feel it, I know it, and all can see. There is no woman stronger than me. I speak my truth. I'm in my power. I feel it every minute of every hour. I feel it every hour of every day. I feel it strongly in every way. I feel it each day and all week long. I feel in my power and oh so strong. I feel it in every week, and for myself I always speak. I do it each week of every month because I have so much powerful strength. I feel it each month of every year. There is not one single thing to fear. I feel it all year and forevermore, and upon this strength I can always draw. And when you yell that out in a quiet space of your own, with a lot of energy, you can do nothing but feel really powerful and feel into your heart who you truly are, and you can feel that power. Because when we give away our power, which I did, I absolutely gave my power away to another person. I just lost everything. I just thought I was helpless, hopeless. There's nothing I could do to get out of where I was. And I've now realized that I need to keep my own power and use it for myself and not be giving it away, and then I can help a lot of others. So yeah, absolutely, just keep in your power and know who you are as beautiful, peaceful, human, loving, creative human being. And one of my favorite poems, and I think I'm going to finish with this one because it's the first one I wrote that I realized that actually what I was writing was pretty good and it was worth sharing. And this one is called Peace, and it's just a great message. I dream of and pray for peace on earth. It's time that we witness the birth of peace and love for all mankind, and living life with peace of mind. What is this peace of which I speak? It's cooperation. Just take a peek and see the people who love and care for each other. It's everywhere. But still there are those who choose to fight throughout the day and all the night with fellow humans. They've got it wrong. We're all here to get along. So send out love to all around you, whether Christian, Muslim, Hindu or Jew. We're brothers and sisters, all one race, all of us human. and full of grace. So you know what? There ain't no stopping us now. Now that we know who we are, what we truly can do, and when we see what we can do with the limitations on us, the imposed programming, all these programs of limitation, look what we can do with the limitation on us. Look what we can do when we take those limitations off and the programs, everything away, and we get to be who we really, really, really truly are. Beautiful, beautiful, powerful, powerful people. Humanity is beautiful, and there's no stopping us now. And I'm going to say goodnight because it's past midnight here, and I've got some hungry horses to feed in the morning, and I'm going to go and get some sleep and wish you all well. I love you, and thank you so much for listening to my blathering, and I hope it's given a little bit of something to somebody in the world, because that's all my mission is, just make a difference to someone. So goodnight for now, and thanks so much for listening.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act, yeah. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. Ain't no stopping us now.
Has a negative vibe, and if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act well. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say.
No, no, no. We're moving.